Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for People Who Can Handle the Truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup for this program and relevant links, please visit spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna at spingola.com, but I do not look at that email during the program. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. That website is wvfoundations.org. And he is not online, so I'm not sure whether he forgot to go online so that the board operator could contact him or what the deal is. But I did send him, as I do all of my guests, I send an email reminder 2 days before the program so that they can remember. I also provide a schedule of all of our breaks so that they know when the breaks are going to occur. So if he does not go online and if we are unable to contact him, then maybe we will just have Open Line Friday. And we've actually never done that before. Although we take calls, we don't usually make it a habit of dedicating the entire program to that kind of activity, but it might be a fun thing to do. Maybe talk about some of the things that we have raised questions about in the past. For one, how do we talk to our relatives and friends about the so-called the issues that are so apparent to us? How do we broach them? How do we invite them? How do we share information with them when they are just totally clueless? So that's a topic that we might want to talk about today. We can certainly talk about any of the guests that we've had on recently. And so there are a lot of things that we can discuss. Of course, I'd like to have Rodney on. He is scheduled to be with us next week. And we certainly do have plenty of things to talk about. We can talk about, as I said, how do we approach our relatives and friends? So why don't we go ahead and take a call right now if somebody wants to call in. And I will try and text Rodney to see what might be occurring on his end. Sometimes that works. I know that he's been very busy. I know that he has friends that he is attempting to help. But I will text him, and as I'm doing right now, I'm not really good at multitasking, but I'll make an attempt here. Anyway, we're going to break. Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We have still not been able to get a hold of Rodney, okay, let's take some phone calls. Let's take Jim in Texas. Jim, welcome to the program.
Oh, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Good to speak with you. Just fine. Hey, recently I ran across some YouTube videos talking about all these files that they've released from this small German town, Bad Ereilsen. Mm-hmm. You know anything about those? Supposed to be like 17 volumes, you know, from the Hitler era, so-called.
Okay, so what do they talk about?
Well, you know, what they do is they have some Jewish persons talking about this with the CBS moderator, whoever that is, Scott Paley. You know, and they're talking about, you know, they're showing these big, thick volumes and talking about all these death lists.
Okay.
And some of the text talks about 17.5 million victims of the German regime.
Okay.
Blah, blah,
so,
blah. Which I take with a big grain of salt.
My take on that. I guess I do know about some of these so-called revealed or newly discovered files, and many of them talk about things that I'm trying to remember. One title I just recall is that it was actually an article, and I can't remember who it was written by, but they were claiming that the German soldiers actually loved to engage in torture against other people, and they brought in Milham's project where he said that the subjects in his project and his experiment really, really liked torturing people, and so they compared this with the Germans. And I think what the so-called newly discovered archives are trying to prove or trying to claim is that all of the things that we've all heard about Hitler and about the so-called Nazis are true, and so they have to reassert these claims, because I think that there are just too many people who are finding out that the Holocaust was actually a hoax and that the Germans did not start the war, because there have been trials, that recent trials, for instance, since Ernst Sundel's trials, his two trials, one in 85 and one in 88, mm-hmm. They've produced scientific evidence, particularly those two trials, produced scientific evidence that calls into question everything that we have ever been taught about the Holocaust.
Right.
And if that is the case, then what else have they lied to us about? And certainly I have a whole list of things that the government has lied to us about. And
exactly.
And so they are going to find evidence, even if they have to create it. And usually with this evidence, it is created.
Yeah, it's just like this big push for Holocaust education.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying desperately to keep the thing alive.
Absolutely.
And if there really was a smoking gun and all this documentation, we would have heard about it.
Of course.
You know? Another thing I've just recently, I'm completing a book by Thomas Dalton called Debating the Holocaust. Excellent book.
Wonderful book. I have that book.
Everyone should read it. Yeah, everyone should read it.
I agree with you totally.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your phone call, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I was just running across some files in my lengthy file drawer in my computer here. Communist Rules for Revolutions, dated 1919. And I just want to go over some of these rules and see if they have actually been imposed upon us. Number one, corrupt the young. Get them away from religion. Get them interested in sex. Make them superficial. Destroy their ruggedness. And certainly, we all see this happening, and there are several ways in which this happens. And of course, it's if you think about it, it's through the educational apparatus, the system. It's a government system. Get them away from religion, and of course, they do that with such things as MTV and television in general, starting with cartoons. Get them interested in sex, and of course, when you think about the music industry, which is just rampant with sexual innuendos, and you can also include movies in that category, where I think just about every movie that one could watch has some sort of sexual activity or something about sex in them, and there's supposed to be a rating system. But the rating system, I think, fell into disuse a long time ago. And even when they developed the rating system, it was not really valid, because they actually had a policies in place that should have taken care of all those issues anyway. So anyway, it's kind of interesting. Number two on this list is... get control of all means of publicity. Get people's minds off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, and other trivialities. So what are some of the trivialities, and what are some of the other ways that people get their minds off of the government? And even, I've noticed this in chat rooms. Particularly recently. And of course, we have athletics, which is a really, really, really big topic and a big issue, or big people go to the games. If they're not going to the games, then they're watching the games on TV. If they're not watching the games on TV or going to the games, then they're talking about the games. And I think this is particularly true for men. Now, I'm not interested at all in watching a bunch of grown men run around in a uniform tackling each other. To me, it's a waste of time. And really, what you are doing is that you are watching other people work. You are just simply sitting back and watching other people work. And you know, that seems like such a waste of time to me. But certainly, it draws a lot of attention. And I've mentioned this before, that one of the reasons that the government found it necessary to assassinate Pat Tillman was because he was so popular. He was such a popular football player that if he came back from Afghanistan and actually divulged what they were doing in Afghanistan as far as the drug trafficking, as far as watch having the troops watch and patrol the poppy fields and all the rest, people would have listened to him because he was so popular. But if you take a person like me or any of the other hosts on RBN or on any other network, alternative network, then we're not going to get that kind of attention. And even though what we're saying is true, we certainly are not going to get the attention. But somebody like Pat Tillman, with all the publicity that he has gotten, with all of the participation and activity with athletics, definitely they would have listened to him. Okay, number three, divide people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. Well, I think you can divide people into hostile groups by harping on not only controversial matters, but on important matters. And I mentioned before the chat rooms. And I believe that that on a lot of chat rooms, when anybody can sign into a chat room, that you can sign in as anonymous, you can sign in under various names, and you can completely divert the attention away from what is being discussed on a radio program. And a lot of people participated in the chat rooms during the radio programs associated with those chat rooms. And people come into the chat rooms, and they bring up matters that are not being discussed in the chat room. And pretty soon you have a lot of infighting. And this is also true in other email discussion groups. Now, right after, it's about in 2005, I joined Scholars for 9/11 Truth. And then there was this great big supposed breakup between Stephen Jones and Jim Fetzer. And so right after that, I thought, well, gosh, this, what a waste. You know, we have this whole group of people that want to talk about 9/11. And so I developed a list through Yahoo, and it was, I called it 9/11 Truth Now. And I invited a lot of the people who were associated with the Scholars for 9/11 Truth to join this email group. And I thought it was, you know, it was a way to go so that people who wanted to learn could share information. We could share videos and all kinds of things. And this was, I believe, 2006 that I did this, December 2006. And there was another fellow that was going to also develop an email list. And so I decided to invite him as my co-chair or my co-moderator on this list. Okay, we're going to go to a quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take your calls. We can talk about anything that you'd like, and just call in at 800-313-9443. Okay, I was telling the story about this list that that I created, and I put a lot of work into it. Because on Yahoo you can upload links to videos and all kinds of things. And I think I had, oh gosh, a lot of videos, maybe 50, 60 videos. And put a lot of work into this, and it wasn't too long before people start, and I know that people were developing more than one name to join the list, and I could see the writing patterns. I'm pretty good at picking out writing patterns and writing characteristics, and I'm also pretty good at recognizing people's names when they call in, even if they disguise their voices and use different names. But anyway, the list just deteriorated. I can't remember the total number of people that were on the list, but there began to be a lot of infighting and a lot of arguing, and it just was not good. Even though it was a moderated list, it becomes very, very difficult. And the reason that this happens, I totally believe this, and I've said it often, that there was a movement, an operation in place before 9/11 occurred, in order to attract the skeptics, the people who refused to believe in the government's official story of 9/11, this group was put in place to give them an alternative. And so you had a group, and I'm talking about a group of people, who created diversions, who created stories that, or methods, you know, talking about, for instance, thermite or thermate or super thermate. And then you had the people that were talking about something else, and pretty soon you have these great huge divisions. And this is just one example. And I personally believe that you're not going to really find out the real details, and I'm talking about the real details of 9/11, just as you're not going to find out about the details of the Kennedy assassination for a very good long time. So I believe that this kind of division occurs in chat rooms, and I see it in the chat room that that we have here for this program, and well, you see it in the political environment, where you have two groups that are constantly fighting, the Democrats versus the Republicans, and the Democrats blame the Republicans, and then the Republicans blame the Democrats, and they keep us in a divisive situation so that we won't really look at who is behind all the criminality, and the same people are paying for both parties, and Lenin said, in order to control the outcome of anything that's important, I'm just paraphrasing, of anything that's important, they're going to control both sides of any issue. And we have to apply that to the political system that we are living in right now, that they fund both parties. And they set the platform for both parties. The left is controlled by the Marxist Jews, and the right is controlled by the Zionist Jews. And the program never changes, the policy never changes, they politicize things that they should not have, that they do not have a right to politicize. They politicized abortion, which should have been between a doctor and the patient. They politicized that. Got it through the Supreme Court in 1973, and basically what that is part of the depopulation program that was officially created in 1974 by Kissinger. And so now you have about 57 million people who have been slaughtered. And the same thing happened in Russia, but it was more overt. They actually did it in a, I cannot say a more violent way, because I can't conceive of a more violent method of abortion than those techniques that I have read about. But they did it in a more overt manner. For instance, they starved a lot of people. They had a lot of trials to get rid of large groups of people. But that's the same thing that happened here. You get rid of the hope of the future generations when you're talking about abortion. And that either way, whether you kill 60 million people with a gun or you kill 60 million people by killing them while they're still in the womb, the result is the same. You kill millions of people. So, getting back to my list here. Number four, destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding the latter up to contempt and ridicule. Speak against them and condemn all of their rhetoric. And who would be our natural leaders? Some of them, well, we can think of some political leaders. Many people would probably suggest Ron Paul as a natural leader. I'm not sure that I would, but people refer to him as a natural leader. He said a lot of very interesting things, and he was ridiculed. All right, we're going to break, and I invite you to call in at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
We don't have a guest today, so this is Open Line Friday. Please feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. And we were talking about this little list that I'm going through about communist rules for revolution, and what are some of their tactics for splitting us up and dividing us up into hostile groups. And I mentioned natural leaders, and I mentioned Ron Paul. And he did say a lot of really, really wonderful things. And in the 2008 elections, I supported him. Didn't end up voting for him because he kind of backed out at the last minute. And here in the suburbs of Chicago, we actually had set up an office for him. And my friends and I, one particular friend and I were baking cookies and manning the office and just passing out things at the train stations. I mean, we worked very, very, very hard. He collected all of this money, and then he quit. And I'm thinking, okay, gosh, what was that all about? If you weren't going to stay until the end, why did you even begin? And what did he do with all of the money that he collected? I don't know. But he certainly did not run the race, and I do believe that he made a deal with Romney that he would back out and that he would not participate, I think was in Virginia. And so a lot of questions there. Okay, we've got some callers. Let's take Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing? You know, it's funny you mentioned Ron Paul, but you know he got railroaded at the Republican National Committee.
I'm sure he did.
And you know what? What if somebody snuck in and said to him, maybe your best bet for your, you know, if you want to protect your wife, your kids, your family, everything else like that, maybe you should just drop out.
Sure.
That's always a possibility. I didn't even know he had a campaign headquarters here. From what you're saying, you collected money and baked cookies and everything else like that.
Yeah, it was in Downers Grove. It was downtown Downers Grove. It was a big office. I mean, it was a really big office. We could have had a couple hundred people in that office. It was no small doings. I mean, it was, we carried all the campaign literature. It was staffed from early morning to late at night. And we worked very hard.
Well, I hate to think that Ron Paul just took the money and ran.
I'm not saying he took the money, but I'm just saying that he collected millions of dollars, and I was just wondering where it went. I don't know whether he took it and ran, but it went somewhere now, didn't it?
Well, I wonder if there's a way to dig in and find out, you know, where did the money go?
Sure. I think it's a lost cause now. I mean, he's left Congress, and I guess Rand Paul, of course, Senator Rand Paul, is certainly not his father's child. He believes in warfare and all kinds of things, and is certainly your typical politician. But it's just very interesting. Ron Paul's career was very interesting. I mean, he did not take money from the corporations. He was seemed to be a pretty good fellow, but he didn't really. He probably served the 14th district in Texas very well, his own constituents. But he did not author a lot of bills. Of course, they don't author a lot of bills anyway, because Alec does most of the architecture for all of the bills that are passed in both the House and the Senate. So I don't know what they're just kind of figureheads.
Yeah, that is a conundrum there, you know. So, I still like them because, you know, I think we're running out of so many people that are in a public arena that we can actually trust.
I would have to say that I'm not sure that I trust anybody that's made it that far. Just from my own experience here in the suburbs of Chicago, you have to make it on a local level before you can even dream of making it on a state level, whether you're talking about getting into the state legislature or to the federal government and becoming a member of the House. I was simply a precinct chairman. And the previous chairman, for some reason, had to retire or left or whatever. And I was, you know, we're always told, don't get involved at a local level, so you'll really do some good. And so I called the Republican office. This was when I was still a Republican. Of course, I'm not anything now, but I called them and I said, well, I would be happy to take that position because it was in between elections. And they said, yeah, that'd be great. And so I thought, well, I could really make a difference. I could talk to people about 9/11 and about how it seemed to be an inside job or an outside job, however you want to describe it. And I could really disseminate some truths. Well, I tried to do that, and I would walk around the precinct. It wasn't actually in my own precinct, but the adjacent one. And I walked around, passed out literature. I passed out a lot of literature. And then one Sunday afternoon, when the elections were actually on, a young lady came to my door, knocked on the door, and she was campaigning to be the precinct chairman in my own precinct. And so I invited her in. And I was talking to her about some of the things that I was disturbed about, particularly how Judy Biggert voted on the trade trade agreements such as CAFTA, and how I believe that she probably used abortion just to get elected, and then, you know, I mean, her voting record was atrocious. And I mentioned all this stuff. It was probably 2 to 3 days later that I got a letter from the local Republican office, the chairman, asking me, telling me that he was replacing me, that I was no longer needed as a precinct chairman, and that he understood that I had criticized the elected Republican, and basically they had no need for me. They don't want anybody that can think outside the box or ask questions. You either support the platform or you get nowhere. Now, I attended one caucus, which was just kind of like an old boys club. They locked us all in this room at a local high school here. And really, there were a couple of leaders who led the entire discussion, led everything. And unless you can make a difference in the local politics, unless people hear you, but it's all controlled. It's controlled at the local level right on up to the federal level. And so if you say anything that is different than what your party believes, then you're out, period. And so as far as Ron Paul being an anomaly, well, perhaps after he got in office, he became an anomaly. But I cannot believe that local politics in Texas is any different than local politics in Illinois. And I believe you had to really be instrumental and go along with everything at the local level in order to get any higher. That's just my experience.
I want to say you're right. You know, they all have their agenda, and if you don't fit the format of their agenda, they don't want nothing to do with you. If you break the line and you ask certain questions, well, we don't want to give you certain answers. You know, you remember when Mark Kirk ran? I think there was somebody that asked him, you know, would you be interested in reopening the 9/11 investigation? Because there's a lot of loose ends, and the government's committee on 9/11 did not answer all of the questions that the American public wanted answers. Right. And just to get elected, I think he said, oh, sure, yeah, that's a good idea. After he was elected, he was questioned, well, are you going to dig up any more, you know, evidence on 9/11? Are you going to look into this? Well, you know what? That, you know, a lot of people were hurt by this and everything else like that. This was a tragedy to our country. Why don't we just let this lie? And this was after he got elected. You know, so I am so sick and tired of the lie, and I wish they just passed a law that, you know what, you have to tell the truth. In fact, these guys ought to get up and they ought to swear an oath on the Bible before they open their mouth, because they would maybe, if they're a Christian or they believe in a God, I think they believe in one, but that one has horns, he might be called Baphomet. So the oath probably wouldn't even matter. They'll swear on a Bible. They'll hold the burning paper in the hand like the mafia or the Cosa Nostra used to do. Yeah, you know, and they'll swear, and then they'll do whatever they want anyway. So
sure.
we're in some deep trouble, and I think what they're doing by pushing and pushing and pushing you into the corner is they're just waiting for you to come out of the corner swinging, and that's it. They're going to drop the bomb.
Sure. Well, it's just like there was an individual in Texas that was very popular. Her name was Deborah. I can't think of her last name, but she was running for Congress, and I think she was running for Congress. Anyway, she was very, very popular. She implied that she would investigate 9/11, and it even got so far that people really believed that she would, and I think there's a growing number of people who know that 9/11 did not happen the way that the government says. And she was ready to open that issue again. And so Glenn Beck, on his program, on his radio program, he had her on, and he just devoured her and made her look ridiculous, and just totally wiped out her campaign, and she was, you know, I mean, they get the big boys to go after you. Deborah Medina. Okay, she was running for Texas government. Lisa, thank you. Lisa lives in Texas. She's in the chat room. And I was thinking that she was running against the current governor. And she was very popular. But she didn't make it because of the attack by Glenn Beck. And he really took her down. And it was brutal. Very brutal. So people who would make a very good representative typically don't get elected because others make certain that they don't. They withdraw funds, or they contribute great amounts of money to your competitor. Remember, the Jews will control both sides. They might contribute to both sides, but if one side looks like they're not going to fulfill the agenda, then they will give more money to the other side and take you out by lying about you or whatever.
You know, I truly believe that because, take a look at, give you an example. I mean, Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney have been around, I want to say, since the Reagan administration or possibly before then. In fact, was it Rumsfeld, a staffer or something like that for Richard M. Nixon? Look at how long this guy has been in the game.
I believe so. I believe so. And he certainly was on the team, on Reagan's team. In fact, Rumsfeld is one that got aspartame passed through Congress. He was out for a while. He was the chairperson for Searle Corporation. And then he came back when Reagan was elected. They got rid of the FDA chairperson because he was going to go ahead and accept some independent testing on aspartame. So they just got rid of him. And Rumsfeld said, I'm going to call in my markers. In other words, I've got some leverage here. I've served in Congress. I know people. And so I'm going to call in those markers that people owe me. You know, in politics, one hand shakes. You know, everybody has something on somebody else. If you do a favor for one congressman, then you've got to expect payback when that congressman wants something from you. And that's how they work.
Oh, you're so right. Yeah, you're so right. I mean, and again, you know, Rumsfeld, like I said, he's a high position for Searle when he's not working in the government. And
yeah,
when he is working in the government, he's plotting and planning. I mean, this whole thing about going into Iraq with weapons of mass destruction, that was a total lie.
Of course.
This whole thing about him being, on the other end of the Pentagon, the offices that got hit were the naval offices that had all of the key information on the $2.3 trillion missing from the defense budget. Building 7, I believe it was the 35th floor, housed all of the investigative work that they've done against the Federal Trade Commission,
right,
and the Security Exchange Commission and Enron,
yeah,
and everything else. Look at all of the paperwork that was in Oklahoma City. You know, when is people going to wake up and say, hey, these just aren't all coincidences, because this is just unbelievable.
Right. Yep. And Cheney. Look at Cheney. I mean, the same thing. He was with Halliburton, and then all of a sudden he's the vice president. Well, which corporation made so much money, along with Brown and Root, over in Iraq? I mean, they went over there and they made a killing. And he was still earning money, not officially, but he was certainly, still held stock in that company. And getting back to Rumsfeld, he is the one that went over and sold ammunition in the way of gases and biological weaponry to Saddam Hussein, and that was back in '86. So when you look at these people, and now look who they're looking at as a possible candidate for the presidency. They're looking at Jeb Bush. Do we actually need another Bush in the White House? I don't think so.
Yeah, I hope not. Oh, my God. You know, between the Clintons and Bushes, you know, they've handled the better portion of my life on this planet in high office.
Exactly.
And we definitely don't need another Bush. In fact, I'm sure they're weaning their daughters, you know, for those positions and everything else like that. And then you take a look at the Bush family. You know, it was, I got something here. It's called 40 Facts Every American Should Know. You can look it up on YouTube. And I think it's number 20. It talks about the Bush family. And I don't know if you ever got this, but Sarah McClendon.
Jerry, yeah. Stay on with me. We've got to take a quick break, and then we'll get back to that and what she said about them. Be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, I guess we just got carried away here with music. Okay, we're talking with Jerry in Chicago, and you were going to mention what George H.W. Bush said to Sarah McClendon, I believe. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, real quick. It was December 1992, Sir, if the American people had ever known the truth about what we Bushes have done to this nation, we would be chased down in the streets and lynched. Okay, how... And he probably said it with a proud smile. I'm going to try and dig that up so I can see it in person. Maybe they got a recording of that or something like that.
Well, I think
these people are coming out right now, and they're basically bragging about what they've done to, you know, put the screw to everybody in this nation.
It's not only what they're doing in front of us, it's what they're doing behind our backs. I mean, George W. Bush, bought property down in Paraguay that happens to be over a huge aquifer. And so these people are going about, they're making money, they're making millions of dollars, they're buying up land that has the aquifers on them so they can control water and all the other resources of the earth. And this is basically what it's all about, is controlling resources so that they can depopulate the planet and control the people who are left.
Oh, man, you know, and I see this closing in, and I see this closing in quickly. And I you know, I had this conversation with a friend of mine yesterday who lives in Naperville. And he was saying, he says, well, you know, what are you going to do? They've been doing it for 100 years. They've been doing it for over 100 years if you go back in history and everything else like that. It's just part of the game. Well, I don't know. I don't go along with that. We're here, sir, step out of your house. We'd like to kill you right in front of your house. I just can't.
Exactly. Or kill you slowly by feeding you aspartame and putting poison in your water and calling it good for you, meaning fluoride. So... anyway, yeah, we're in deep straits here, and we need to do something about it. And certainly, education is the first method that we can use is by talking to other people, by informing other people, and they're not going to go away, people. They're not going to stop unless they are stopped, and. Yes, of course they've been doing it for over 100 years, but it's getting a lot worse. It's getting down to desperate measures here.
I got together with some friends last night, and at the end of the breakup, we had a couple of beers. I was sitting there with a friend of mine who's a Chicago cop, and he's got 24 years in. And I had mentioned some of these atrocities, like, you know, a 22-man SWAT team beating up a 63-year-old woman to evict her out of her home in Denver, Colorado. Pete Scantilli covered that. And I just said, you know, at what point? And you know what was really weird? And this was at a bar in Oak Lawn.
Jerry, we do have to take our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back, so hang on over the break. And then we do have some other callers. So be right back.